I have two phrases that I like to use. One of them is, trust the universe. And the other one is, show me a sign. And whenever I use these, my husband will say, you know, when you say trust the universe, what exactly do you mean there? Do you mean that the universe like has something lined out for you, its fate? Or are you just leaving it open to random chance? And with show me a sign, he says, well, how do you know? And is it something that just sort of appears in front of you, or does it have to explode in front of your face? And so I have to say to him, I don't know. But the truth is, it comforts me to say these sentences. And I've been saying them a lot lately. You see, I had this job with a federal agency, one with a good mission. You know, there was nice pay, nice benefits, retirement, but I got to live and work in these really beautiful places. I was close to nature, and being close to nature, I just felt like I was constantly reminded that we live in a world that is full of wonder. But then things changed. And I found that the wonder I was feeling was less associated with nature and more associated with, I wonder if I will ever get out of this meeting. Or I wonder if I will ever get through this paperwork. And my passion just deflated. And I started thinking about retirement a lot. And I thought of it in terms of, can I hold on for 6 more years? And that is when I started seeing the tests. They'd be in newspapers or magazines, or friends would just ask me out of the blue, those tests that ask, if you only had 2 more years to live, would you keep doing what you're doing? And my answer was no. Yeah, I wanted to spend more time with my husband. I wanted to tell stories. I wanted to travel. And then I went home to my family's house, and I unearthed this old poster. It was a poster my father had given me decades ago, and it was in a frame, and it had been covered up with another image for many years. And it was a poster of this cat, and the cat is hanging by its front paws. Yeah, and the body is rigid, and those eyes are staring out at the camera, and there are those words, hang in there, baby. And I'm like, oh, when it comes to my job, I am that cat. But like that cat, it's like I didn't know if it was okay, if I should keep holding on or if I should let go. So I thought, well, maybe if I just get another job, maybe even apply to another agency, I can learn something new. I can still be doing something good on behalf of the American people. You're welcome. But I would be distracted. And you know, those 6 precious years of my life would slip by. But in the end, I'd get that monthly check. So I applied for a couple of jobs. Had great interviews. I mean, they were the type of interviews that when I was done, the person interviewing me said, oh, I so look forward to working with you. And then I wouldn't get the job. It was like I had some big cosmic policeman standing in front of me saying, you know, to potential employers, you know, move along, you know, nothing to see here, nothing to see. And then I thought, well, if I let go, would I fall? How far would I fall? Because I remembered, when I was a kid, I remembered seeing this news story. It was on TV, where this elderly couple brought a team of news reporters into the pet food aisle of the local grocery store. And the elderly couple, they were pulling cans of dog food off the shelf, and they were talking about the brands that they liked to buy because they had the largest chunks of meat, and they were that was the only meat they could afford. I know, dark. And I'm like, could that be me if I quit my job? And then I realized, no, that could not be me for 2 very practical reasons. One, I'm vegan. And 2, I'm really more of a cat person. And so I felt as though the universe left me 2 choices. There was one, I could hold on to this career with the Bennies and the retirement, and I could watch my soul wither, or I could quit. And so I decided I would quit. And I looked at the calendar, and I decided I'm going to quit and go to Antarctica. Because you see, all these years that I was working for the agency, my husband worked in expedition tourism. So we were apart a lot. In fact, some of my friends still think that he is fictional. But every now and then, I was able to join him on trips. And so for over 2 years, I had on the calendar that I was going to be joining him for a trip to Antarctica. It wasn't going to be my first time, but it'd be my first time in a long time. And we were going to sail south on a small expedition cruise ship. And even though I was on vacation from my proper job, I was going to be working. And my role on the ship was to share the stories of Antarctic history and also drive Zodiacs, which are those black inflatable boats. They've got an outboard engine there. Well, I like that idea. I'm going to quit and go to Antarctica. I like the sound of it. But the truth is that I was giving up a career, all those Bennies, and retirement for 2 weeks, freelance, and afterwards, trust the universe. Well, as I moved into the transition, I started hot and heavy with the, did I make a right choice? Show me a sign. And then one morning, we were down in the Antarctic, and we were sailing across a large bay. And it was foggy, so all we could see was this slate gray water, and there was this soft wall of fog all around the ship. And we came across a group of humpback whales that were feeding. Now, when humpback whales feed, they all of a sudden come up to the surface, and their mouths are open, and they are taking this enormous gulp of food and water, and then they just slip below the surface. And this was happening all around the ship. So we decided that we would lower the Zodiacs, get the passengers, go out there and see what we could see. So there I was, in my Zodiac, on the water, there at the engine, captain of my little boat. And I had my passengers around on the tubes. I looked over, not far away, there was my husband. And everyone was hushed. They were looking in all different directions because these whales could come up anywhere. And you just felt under that surface of the water, they were down there teeming. And the world just felt full of potential. And that is when it washed over me. That feeling that for the first time in a very long time, I was exactly where I wanted to be. And then, not 10 feet from my boat, I saw this roiling in the water. And I said to my passengers, hang on. And I moved that boat just far enough and just fast enough for this enormous whale head to just whoosh up out of the water. Its mouth was open. Our mouths were open. It was slow motion as we watched its throat just distended with water. I could see every barnacle going up its jaw as its jaws closed. And then it sank down beneath the surface, and all was calm. So a test, a poster, a trip that's been on the books for over 2 years, a whale. I know that one person's signs might be another person's happy coincidences. And whether or not this is fate, that is something we have been arguing with about through the ages. So it's certainly not something I can offer the definitive wisdom on now. And where this journey is going to take me, I have no idea. But I do know this, that right now I am captain of my little boat. And I am sailing across that slate gray water, and I am full of hope because I know beneath the surface, there be whales.